Genesis chapter number 50, I'll read from verse number 15 through to verse number 21. So this is an addition to the Bible reading that we had earlier on in the course of the service. Verse 15, when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him. So they sent messengers to Joseph saying, before your father died, he commanded us saying, thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin. For they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Verse 18. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we are your servants. Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Verse 21, now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Today we're concluding the series we started a couple of weeks ago titled Uncharted. Is charting a course for your biggest hopes and dreams. And we've actually dealt with so many aspects of this particular series. The purpose, again, to remind us is to help us to be able to discover, or shall I say, uncover our dreams, but more importantly, to be able to fulfill those dreams that the Lord has given unto us. Now, we define dream as that inspiring picture of the desired future. We also said that it's a picture of the destination where God is taking us with regards to our dream. In other words, there is a journey that is involved before we get to this destination. There is a process involved before we get to the product. We discussed the fact that this process involved quite a number of things. As a matter of fact, last week we talked about what initiates this process. And we said that was serving the interests of others. Serving the interests of others is what initiates the process that gets us into the journey towards the destination of our dream. Now, on this road towards our dream, it is important that we don't carry much load with us. In other words, it is important that we travel this road light because for us to make it to the very end, for us to be able to fulfill our dream, it is incumbent on each one of us who are carriers of divine dream, divinely given dreams, to ensure that they don't carry extra weight, extra load with them. Because the truth of the matter is, if we must finish well, then we need to understand that for us to attain to our dreams, we will need to travel this road light. We need to travel light. And that takes me to what we're going to be talking about today. I've titled today's message, Travel Light. Travel Light. Let us pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as we go into your word this morning, Lord, let light shine from heaven. Let it illuminate our hearts, O God. Lord, the word in here is not mine, is not ours, but yours. Therefore, Lord, let it come alive unto us. I pray that you anoint the ears and the hearts of your people this morning. Lord, I pray that you anoint me afresh to be able to communicate your divine truth to your people so that it's going to drop as the rain and it's going to distill as the dew of the morning. Lord, let this word bring encouragement. Let it bring instruction. Let it bring correction and reproof in righteousness so that we may be thoroughly furnished unto every good works. Thank you because this is going to be an addition to the revelation that you will give unto us regarding fulfilling our dreams, our God-given dreams. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Travel light. You know, the world record for the 100 meters dash sits at 9.58 seconds. It's been held by a man by the name Usain Bolt. The record was actually established or set in 2009. Now, I have watched this man, together with other sprinters, actually training, you know, before competition. And they have several modes, several things that they do in the course of their training. But I particularly was interested in a particular training exercise that I watched a while ago. In this particular instance, they call it resisted sprinting. So what they will do is that they will have a kind of a sled, you know, or a draggable, you know, object. And then they will attach a kind of a rope or a kind of a string to this object and wrap it around the sprinter. And they will expect that the sprinter will run and drag the sled along. It's called sled drags or sled dragging. So it's dragging the sled along. It is said that this kind of an exercise, it helps to improve, you know, short distance acceleration of sprinters. That's how they do the training until the day that they will actually go for the competition. The interesting thing is I've never seen any of these people come to the track on the competition day see them attached to this sled, you know, because this is competition day, it is no longer training. You can imagine such a heavy load being attached to a sprinter who actually wants to compete in real competition, who wants to participate in real competition. Of course, your guess is as good as mine. It's not going to win because that sled or that weight, even though it's draggable, is going to slow him down. And he cannot afford to lose a split of a second, because if he does, then he's not going to have the title. He's going to lose the title. He's not going to be able to win the competition. Now, I haven't said that. Draw closer. Let me talk to you. It is important that as you travel in this journey called life towards your dream, that you travel this journey light and not get attached to objects that's going to slow you down. You don't get attached to things that is going to drag you down, that is going to slow your speed, that is going to make you not to be able to attain to your dream quickly or ever at all. It is important that you travel this road light. Unfortunately, this is the truth of the matter. There are many people in the journey of life chasing dreams, but who sadly will never attain to their dream, their God-given dream. These dreams were given to them by God, yes. These dreams was revealed to them by the Spirit of God, yes. But they will still never attain to it. Why? Simply because they have allowed themselves to be attached to certain heavy load tied around them such that they are not able to actually gain speed, gain momentum, and be able to finish well. The unfortunate thing is that this load is not theirs. The load belong to other people. The only problem is that they have allowed themselves to be tied to what, so quote unquote, the sled or the load of other people, and that is dragging them behind, such that they are not able to actually gain speed and momentum and be able to finish well and attain to their God-given dream. Now, this load that I've been talking about when it comes to our journey in life, the pursuit of our dream and the pursuit of our God-given destiny, this load is called the load of offense. Yes, you heard me well. The load of offense. And this load, like I said, is not ours. It's not yours. It belongs to other people, and they bring it across to us. But because we have this string, this rope called unforgiveness, then we are able to use our rope, tie it around their own loads, and then we're dragging it along the journey, making it so difficult for us to be able to attend to our dream because we are dragging a load that does not even belong to us in the first instance. The pursuit of your dream in life is like a man that is embarking on a journey. The lighter you travel, the more likely you'll be able to get to your destination. Don't forget your dream. Some of our dreams are actually time-linked. What I mean by that is it's not going to wait for you until whenever you arrive. It has a time limit. It has a time limit attached to it. There are opportunities in life that are only going to be available at so-called destination point for so long. And if you even arrive to that destination later than you're supposed to, then you are not going to be able to actually attain to those dreams. What I'm trying to say, people of God, is that this load that you are taking is killing your dream. This load of offense that you are dragging along is killing your dream. And I'm going to be challenging you today that you get rid of this load so that you can actually travel light. Now, let's talk about Joseph. Joseph had a dream. And the dream was great. The dream was a fantastic one. It was a phenomenal dream because it was going to not just change his life, but change the life of a nation. As a matter of fact, Joseph has actually been compared severally to the Lord Jesus Christ because they have certain things in common. For instance, Joseph was a favored one. He was the chosen one amongst all of the children, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5 talks about God actually talking about Jesus Christ and comparing him to the angels. He says, "You are my beloved son, today have I begotten you," talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So the same way Jesus is the beloved of the Father, Joseph was also the beloved of the Father. Joseph obviously was sold by his brothers, the same way Jesus was sold by the beloved one called Judas. Joseph was hated by his brothers, rejected by his brothers, just like Jesus was also rejected by the Jews, by the high priest, the chief priest, the people that matter in the Jewish society. Joseph was said to have been killed by an animal, and his brothers told the father that he had been killed along the line, but he resurfaced afterwards. The same way Jesus was actually killed, you know, crucified, and then 3 days later, he resurrected. Now, but the most important thing that actually paralleled the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, as far as Joseph's life was concerned, is the fact that Joseph had this incredible ability to forgive people and to seek the good of exactly the same people that actually caused his trouble. In other words, he had this phenomenal, incredible capacity to forgive other people. As a matter of fact, forgive the people that were actually working against the fulfillment of his dream. And Jesus, exactly the same way, Jesus obviously was working to be able to deliver a people, even though those people were against him, they were against the agenda of God that he has brought, but he was able to forgive them. In fact, Jesus actually forgave them, not afterwards that he has actually attained to his dream of saving mankind. He actually forgave them when he was going through the anguish of the process. You remember what he said on the cross? "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. They don't know what they're doing." Now, the story of Joseph is a very interesting story, and I think I remember from last week that I did challenge you to go through the story and just read it, because there is only so much that we can cover within the context of the time, the brevity of the time that we've got on Sunday mornings. But let me just summarize it. He was the beloved of the father. He was to be killed because of his dream. He had this incredible, great dream, and he was going to be killed by his brothers. As they saw him coming to meet with them, they planned to kill him. But for some reason, he was delivered from being killed by their eldest brother, Reuben. And they decided they were going to sell him. But in order to actually make the story sell well, they told the father when they returned back home that he had been killed by a wild animal. years later, many years later, they actually met with this Joseph, the same Joseph, like we read earlier today in our Bible reading. And the matter of fact, when they met him, they did not recognize him. He recognized them. He was actually speaking to them through an interpreter, just to initially conceal his identity. All through this process, as soon as he saw them, he was working to be able to get them back to himself. In other words, to be able to mend the fences that have been created by other people. After the death of his father, his brothers felt, look, it's going to be really, really difficult for us to continue, because they had thought that Joseph was still embittered about the fact that they actually kind of almost frustrated his dream. In fact, the decision was to frustrate his dream so that he will not be able to attain to it. So after the death of his father in Genesis chapter 50, the passage we read earlier today, his brothers actually asked some people to go on their behalf, to go and beg Joseph, because they felt this man was just waiting for their father to die, and then he was going to pounce on them and deal with them. But Joseph was not that kind of a person. He simply did not pick up the load of the offense that was thrown at him by his brothers. And when they sent people to him to beg him, he said, look, you guys don't get it. I have not picked any offense in whatsoever you have done. In other words, I have decided to just sidestep the load that you threw at me, because I believe he was a man of wisdom that felt, if I pick this load, then I will not attain to my dream. I will not be able to achieve the dream, the God-given dream that has been given to me, you know. So he knew he needed to travel light in order to be able to attain the goal. Let me tell you this, people of God. In our pursuit of our dreams, I don't know what those dreams are, whether they are related to your family, they are related to your career, they are related to your marriage, they are related to whatever it is that they are related to. In your pursuit of those dreams, of your dreams, you're going to find people that are going to throw offenses at you or towards you, as the case may be. And those offenses, they are loads that people carry that they have just deposited at your doorstep. May I ask you to please not pick up those loads, because they are going to drag you. They are going to slow you down. There's no way you will ever win the competition of life, attain to your dream, and God's given a dream for your life. Dragging along those load just move away. That was exactly what Joseph did here. Jesus was very emphatic when he was going to be talking about the load of offense. In Luke chapter number 17, I want you to turn there to see what Jesus said regarding this load. Luke chapter number 17, look at verse number 1. It says, then he said to his disciples, it is impossible. I want you to underline that word, impossible. It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they come. When we pursue our dreams in life, those dreams are automatically going to attract people that will want to frustrate our dreams. In other words, they are going to come with loads of offenses to be able to see how they can derail our dream. More often than not, it's actually not intentional. Some of the time, it is just what people have. People just do what people do. You know what I'm talking about? And they throw those offenses at you. Please don't take those loads, because it's going to drag you down. As a matter of fact, I love the illustration Jesus gave regarding those offenses. He says, he gave an illustration as to how to deal with a person that has brought the load of offense towards others. But that illustration is quite very instructive, because it gives a picture of what offenses are in the context of actually our pursuit of dreams and goals in life. Look at what he says in verse number 2. He says, it will be better for him. In other words, the offender, the person who has brought an offense, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Now, what Jesus is saying here is, it would be better for the person who has committed the offense against you or against me or against the brother or the sister to have had a millstone tied around his neck. A millstone is a kind of a heavy stone. It's usually about circular stone. It's used to grind grain. You know, it's quite heavy. And Jesus said it's better that you put it. It likens the punishment on the offender to be like putting that kind of a heavy object upon him and drowning him in the sea. Now, but the point I want to make here is that Jesus actually is kind of explaining to us that what is involved here is about a weight. It's a weight. So this person is, in that instance, actually experiencing what he wanted to be given to another. He wanted to carry a weight and put it on the lap of another. I believe that's the connection that Jesus is trying to draw out here. What I'm saying, in essence, is this. In your pursuit of dreams, of your God-given dreams in life, people are going to offend you. The Bible says it is impossible. That's what Jesus said. It is impossible, but offenses must come. It is impossible that certain people will do certain things that will seem like they want to destroy your dream. And when those offenses come to you, you have two choices. You have the choice of receiving those offenses and taking it into your heart and run with it, or you have the choice of just sidestepping it and just moving on. The beauty of the wisdom of Joseph in all the passages we have read in the past couple of weeks is the fact that Joseph decided not to pick up any of this load of offenses. He decided to move away from it. Even when it was apparent that the people that actually were committing the offense wanted to actually scuttle the dream, he decided not to pick any offenses, but he moved on. In your journey to your dream and destination, I believe there are three sets of people that you're going to meet in the pursuit of your dreams. Perhaps if there is anyone that is going through any kind of problem, challenges, or you're going through some troubles and heartache that is related to the fulfillment of your dream, maybe I want to say that at one point or the other, maybe even currently, you must have encountered these three people, or at least one of them. Joseph encountered the three people that I'm going to be talking about. These three people you will encounter at some point or the other in one form or shape. And they are not going to be helping you to fulfill your dream. They are actually going to be doing something that is going to be against the fulfillment of your dreams. The first set of people that you are going to likely meet along the way are the people that initiate your trouble. People that initiate your trouble. In other words, they initiate the trouble that is diametrically opposite in terms of direction to your dream. They initiate something that will scuttle or make or destroy your dream, either directly, deliberately, or inadvertently. They initiate something against your dream. I call those ones the initiators. In this particular story of Joseph, they were his brothers. His brothers were the ones that initiated his problem, because all of the challenges that will later come up about in the life of Joseph would probably not have happened except that his brothers sold him. They started the problem. Those were the initiators. Now, the second group of people that you are likely going to meet are the people I refer to as the intensifiers. Now, these are not people that initiate the trouble. They are the people that intensify or compounds or deepens the trouble. And Joseph met a couple of them. You remember a very classical one? Potiphar. Potiphar's household, especially the wife, Mrs. Potiphar. You know, Mrs. Potiphar was not the one that created or started the troubles for Joseph. If Joseph had been in Canaan, he probably would never have met Mrs. Potiphar. But Mrs. Potiphar was an intensifier of the troubles of Joseph. And the trouble of Joseph was already initiated by his brothers, but Mrs. Potiphar compounded the trouble. And I can tell you that there are people that will probably not initiate the troubles that you're going through in terms of not enabling you to be able to fulfill your dream, but there are people that will make it worse. They will find you in the trouble and they will actually deepen the trouble, because Joseph was a slave and it was not good enough for him to have been a slave because he didn't even commit anything. But at this point in time, when Mrs. Potiphar met him, he actually compounded his problem and got him jailed. You know, so you have the initiators, you have the intensifiers, and the third set of people are the people I refer to as the perpetuators. Now, these people did not initiate the problem. They did not even intensify or deepen or worsen the problem, what they did or what they usually do is that they make the problem continue to be. In other words, they do not use their privilege or their power to be able to help you relieve the trouble. They didn't create it. They wouldn't make it worse, but they wouldn't do anything to help out in the situation. And a classical example was Mr. Butler, you know, the chief butler of Pharaoh. He was not the one that created the problem, and of course, he wasn't the one that got Joseph into the prison. But he had this awesome opportunity to be able to get Joseph out, and he would do nothing about it. For 2 years, he left Joseph in the prison, and he did nothing about it. So you have the initiators, you have the intensifiers, and you have the perpetuators. Now, all of these people, they have one single thing in common. All of these people have come with what I refer to as the load of offense. They have come with something against your dream, and they have brought that thing at your doorstep, waiting patiently for you to get your rope of unforgiveness, tie it to whatever weight they have brought, and drag it along the line. Can I advise you, people of God? Don't do it. Don't ever take the load of offense, because it's going to scuttle the pursuit of your dream. Your dream is too important. I say that again. Your dream is too important than for it to be a sacrifice on the platform of unforgiveness. Because what unforgiveness does is that it gets the rope out, it gets the strings out, and it attaches it to the heavy load that did not come from you but came from others. When other people violate you and they kind of do something against your dream, or they did not do something to help your dream to make progress or to make you to make progress towards your dream, then what they are doing is that they are coming with their load of offense, and they want you to attach your unforgiveness to it, and so that you can get into the business of dragging it along. Don't do it. If you need to forgive, just go. I mean, if you must make progress in this journey, you must be ready to forgive and to move on. And that's exactly what Joseph did. For his brothers, he did not even allow them to put any load upon him. You know, I know somebody will say, well, but Joseph first achieved his dream, and afterwards, and he decided to forgive his brothers. No, that's not exactly what happened. Joseph forgave his brothers a long time before he actually attained to his dream. Joseph forgave them a long time ago. As a matter of fact, by the time Joseph was recounting his experience in Genesis chapter 40, verse 15, you will discover that he did not indict anyone as to the cause of his trouble. Look at what he says in Genesis chapter 40, verse 15. Genesis chapter number 40. And I want you to see verse 15. This was an encounter he had with the butler, and he was actually given some background story to the butler. Look at verse 15. It says this: "For indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews." Stop. I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews. That did not talk anything about his brothers at all. He did not start to say, look, I wouldn't have been in this prison if not for my stupid brothers, you know, that conspired against me and that sold me into this land. He said nothing about that at all. Go ahead, it says, "And also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon." He did not even indict Mrs. Potiphar as to the cause of his trouble. This is the mindset of a champion, of a winner, of someone that is going to fulfill their dream. They don't pick the load of offenses. They don't talk about other people afflicting them or violating them or distorting their dream or their vision for life. They say nothing about that, you know. They just don't pick the load. They don't pick those offenses because it's going to drag them down. As a matter of fact, by the time Joseph actually met with his brothers in chapter 42, we read that earlier today in our Bible reading, he had already forgiven his brothers. As a matter of fact, the moment he saw them, even though they did not recognize him, he started strategizing how to bring them back to him. You know, Joseph was already a prime minister, as it were, in Egypt for several years before he actually had this encounter with his brothers. Easily will have been the prime minister for 9 years, because he only met them in the second year of the second 7 years. You remember the dream that for the first 7 years, you're going to have plenty, and then the next 7 years is going to be of full of scarcity. And they had already completed the first 7 years cycle of plenty, and Joseph was going to meet his brothers 2 years down the second cycle of scarcity. So put together, you have already 9 years. So easily, Joseph was already prime minister of the land for 9 years before he actually met his brother. Now, why am I saying all of this? I'm saying all of this because at that point in time, Egypt was a superpower, a world superpower. So it wouldn't have been a difficult thing for Joseph, if he had wanted to take revenge on his brothers, to have actually gone to Canaan to invade the land, to have taken some military action against his brothers. It was that powerful in Egypt. Egypt was the superpower of the world, of their then world. But Joseph did nothing like that. Why? Because he had forgiven his brothers. And at the moment he saw them in chapter number 42, he started strategizing, how do I bring them back to myself? Somebody might say, well, but look, I get what you're talking about. You're talking about forgiving others, and I appreciate that you're talking about it in the light of the fulfillment of my dream. And you are absolutely correct. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that your dream might actually remain a mirage, an unfulfilled dream, that you might actually sink into the grave without fulfilling or scratching the surface of it if you keep getting this load around you as you engage in this journey. Drop it. But Pastor, what would you say about a situation where the guy has actually not even acknowledged that they have actually violated me? I mean, he has not even asked for forgiveness. He has not asked that he was sorry, you know, about his action. Are you still talking about forgiveness? That's exactly right. I'm saying that you should forgive them because, don't you get it? You know, people talk about the joke is on you. The load is on you. You are the one actually carrying the load. They are not the one. The people that have violated you and I, they have moved on to maybe violating others, you know, distorting the dream of others and making sure that there are stumbling blocks that will not allow other people to fulfill their dreams. They have moved on into another business of violating somebody else. So the load that you are carrying is not your load. You have no business carrying it, and you only have this very strong, powerful instrument called forgiveness for you to detach yourself from it because it's not your load. I am saying that you're not doing them a favor forgiving them. I mean, that may look like it on the surface, but interestingly, the truth of the matter is that you are doing yourself a load of favor forgiving others because that releases you from carrying their loads and moving towards the pursuit and the fulfillment of your dream. You know, forgiveness is such like you know, releasing a prisoner only to find out that you are the one that have actually always been in prison. You know, that's the way it works. So I'm asking you, just like Joseph, he forgave his brothers ever before they came to actually ask for forgiveness. As a matter of fact, he must have felt embarrassed in chapter number 50 when they came to him and said, "Lord, Joseph, we are your servants. Will you please forgive us?" Because they felt that now that their father had passed on, Joseph was going to pounce on them. But Joseph said, no, you brought the load. It was full of offenses, but I wouldn't take it from you. I move on. And that's what I want you to do today because it is my desire, and more importantly, it is God's desire for you to fulfill your dream. But how will you be able to fulfill your dream with this heavy load? Unfortunately, some of us keep picking them up one after the other over the years. You know, the load that was picked up in 2015 has not been solved, and then 2016 we picked up more load of offenses from other people that we think have actually violated us and done something against our dreams, but it keeps getting weightier and weightier. The load is getting more and more on our neck, and it's slowing us down to the point that we might actually not be able to make it to the destination. I'm saying that, be wise, get out of that load. Now, let me say this very importantly. Somebody might say, it is because you don't know what they have done to me, you know. you have no knowledge of what this person or that person has done to my dream and how they have actually kind of, you know, destroyed my dream or scuttled my dream and all those. And you might be right. You are absolutely right. I don't know. I don't know what they have done to your dream. But it is also because, can I say this? It is also because you actually don't know certain things. And that's why you are falling into this error of holding on the grudges against people and having this unforgiving act and unforgiving spirit towards others. It's simply because you have a knowledge problem. I say that with all with all fiber in my, all the power and this, every fiber in my being, because I actually desire, just like God desires, that you be set free. It's simply because you have certain knowledge problem. That's why you are holding on onto such grudges, onto such unforgiveness against other people that have actually, in all sense of sincerity, they have actually done something bad against your dream. But it's simply because you don't have certain knowledge. That's why you are holding on to them. And I will tell you that. You know, Jesus was speaking somewhere in Matthew chapter 22, and he made a profound statement talking about knowledge. Matthew chapter 22, look at what it says in verse 29. Matthew chapter 22, look at what it says in verse 29. You know, Jesus was, they were having conversation regarding, you know, getting somebody having marrying seven brothers, and who is he going to be with when they get into heaven and stuff like that. But the point I want to make is in verse 29. Jesus answered and said to them, "You are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God." Profound. Profound. "You are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God." Another translation says, "You hear." Hair is spelled E double R. In other words, you fall into error simply because you don't know the scriptures nor the power of God. You know, when people fall into all kinds of error, including the error of unforgiveness, it's simply because there is a lack of knowledge. There is a knowledge problem. And I just want to help you briefly to help you understand the knowledge problem that you might be having now, that you probably have not seen it in this light, that is making you to hold tenaciously to the offenses that others have brought to your doorstep. Number one, you do not know the scriptures nor the power of God. That's what the Bible says. Number one, you do not know the scriptures, otherwise you would have known that those who carry unforgiveness in their soul don't usually fulfill their dreams. I will say that again. You do not know the scriptures, otherwise you would have known that those who carry unforgiveness in their soul don't usually fulfill their dream. Because it's going to act, like I've said earlier, it's going to act like a drag, dragging you behind, like a weight dragging you behind from the pursuit of your dream. Somebody says, "So are you suggesting that I should forgive them?" Well, look, it's up to you. I would strongly encourage you to do that. But if you're not going to forgive those people that have offended you, can you please do yourself a favor by saying bye-bye to your dream? You know, because there is no reason for you not to say so, because it is a torture, in my opinion, to your soul, thinking that you can attain to what you will never attain to, what will eternally remain a mirage, and that's your dream. If you're holding on to unforgiveness. And that's why I said it's a knowledge problem, because if you knew that holding on to grudges and unforgiveness against others is actually going to scuttle your progress in life towards your dream, then you will let it go. Number two, you do not know the power of God. The first one I said is you do not know the scriptures, otherwise you will have appreciated the fact that you're going to, when you carry on forgiveness, you're not going to be able to fulfill your dream. Number two, you do not know the power of God, otherwise you wouldn't have thought that their offense against you could stop God from bringing about your dream. That's very true and very profound. You don't know the power of God. Otherwise, you wouldn't have thought that their offense is what is making you not to be able to fulfill your dream. We've just seen over the last couple of weeks the story of Joseph. You know, Joseph stayed on the side of God. He did not pick those offenses because I believe he was so convinced that if it's about God, he will bring it about. You know, the Bible says there is no wisdom, no counsel, no understanding against God. That's powerful. No wisdom, no counsel, no understanding against God. In other words, whatsoever people do in terms of assault against your dream might actually be the very thing that God will use to give your give wings to you to fulfill your dream. That's exactly what we have seen in the life of Joseph. I mean, at the end of this, Joseph will actually be thanking the people that sold him, the people that got him jailed, the people that forgot him in prison, you know, because all of those things work together to make his dream to come to reality. I'm saying that you probably have a knowledge problem in the sense that you don't understand the power of God, otherwise you wouldn't have thought that whatsoever they have done to your dream is actually potent enough to scuttle it and to make it not to come to pass. Number three. You don't know the scriptures. Otherwise, you would have known that you have done worse to others. You don't know the scriptures, otherwise you would have known that you have done a worse things to another. Yes, I don't know what they did to you, but I certainly know what you have done to another. I certainly know what you have done to another. I certainly know how you have killed an innocent man. Somebody that has not done anything wrong. And I know you're thinking, no, you're not talking about me. Yes, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you because, you know, when we watch the movies and we see how Jesus is being led to be crucified, we see all these bad guys. We see the soldiers. Pilate, you know, condemning him. We see all of these people shouting, crucify him. You know, we think like we should just pull those guys out from the screen and just give them the beating of their lives because we actually think that those are the people that actually crucified Jesus. But that's not true. It wasn't Pilate that crucified Jesus or that got him to be crucified eventually. It wasn't even the high priest. It wasn't even the Jews. You know what the Bible says? It is your sin that got him onto the cross. It is my sin that got him onto the cross. I did not say it is our sin, because there is a subtle way that we actually kind of feel that, well, it's the sin of the world that got Jesus on the cross, you know. But I want you to personalize it, because it is your sin that got him onto the cross. It is your sin that got him killed, essentially. In other words, Jesus would not have been killed just because of those people. As a matter of fact, there was a time when Peter was trying to defend Jesus and cut off the hair of one of the people that came to arrest Jesus. And Jesus said, you don't understand. These guys are not getting me to the cross because they have more power. I could actually call legions of angels and they will deliver me right now. The reason why I'm getting into the cross is because of your sin. You nailed Jesus to the cross. And I'm saying that whatsoever anyone has done to you or against your dream, it's nothing compared to what you did to Jesus, because it was your sin that got him on the cross. And I am saying to you today that you need to come to this knowledge party of understanding the scriptures and the power of God and understand the fact that there is no level of thing that people have done against you or against your dream that should make you to come and pick the load of offense, because it's going to drag you down and it's going to destroy your God-given dream, and it will make sure that you don't actually attend to them and make them an eternal mirage, something you only see within and you never actually experience. That is the destruction that comes with unforgiveness. I'm saying, don't let unforgiveness kill you. Don't let unforgiveness kill your dream. That's certainly what we can learn from Joseph, because Joseph did not pick up the offenses of others, pick up the offenses of his brother. As a matter of fact, when they got to see Joseph, Joseph all made an arrangement for them, and not just for them, for the generations afterwards. People of God, I came across a story, you know, I've read it several times, but I read it again recently, and I think I got another perspective. Luke chapter number 5, Jesus told about, there is a story about some fishermen, Peter and other people, and they were there, they caught this large amount of, you know, of fish, and there are so many fishes in the net, and the Bible says they pulled it on board, and the boat began to sink, and the boat began to sink, just like the boat of certain lives is sinking now, you know. Now, the problem at that point in time, I don't have the time to go through the story, but you can see it in Luke chapter 5. The problem was not with the boat. The problem was certainly not with the men. In fact, the problem was not with the water, the sea, the lake that we were on. You know what the problem was with? The problem was the load. The load in the boat was just too much for the boat to carry. You know, when I think about your dream, my dream, and the dream that people have had, I've had the opportunity and the privilege of listening to others share their dream, especially in the context of feeling frustrated that their dream is not coming to pass. I think the problem is not with their dream. I certainly think the problem is probably not even with them. You know, the problem obviously is not with the giver of the dream, God. What if the problem has always been with the load on board? The load of unforgiveness, the load of offenses that we have brought right into the boat of our lives. And that is making us not to travel light, but to travel really very heavy, very, very loaded. And I'm saying today, get this load off you. Get this load off you. Let the forgiveness of God wells up within your heart and let it cut this rope that you have attached to the offenses and the loads of others over time. Somebody says, well, it's easier said than done. I don't even feel like forgiving them. Don't you get it? It's not a feeling. Your forgiveness does not start on the platform of feeling. It is first an action, a decision. You know, offenses are events. But choosing to take them on board is a decision. And I'm saying don't take that decision of putting offenses on board of this boat. Otherwise, it might sink. I'm asking that you forgive the people in your life that have done something to violate and to destroy or to seem to want to destroy your dream. Let them go because there is a destination that you need to get to. And my prayer is that you get there and get there right on time. Shall we pray?